India Dash Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
Scene one, Apple, take one.
India-Forums.com.
Jessica.
India Forums is addictive.
Hi friends, this is Minnie back again with yet another edition of Telichaska, and we again have a very, very handsome hot hunk, as Kids puts it all the time, with us, who has stolen all our hearts all over the world with his amazing portrayal of Rudra in Sindoor and of course Neher in Saath Fere. So welcome, Sharad.
Thanks a lot. And can I correct you? It's Nahar Singh.
Nahar Singh. Singh. Oh yes, so sorry. Yeah. It's Nahar Singh. And
Saath Fere.
Right. So this is Sharad Kelkar, and we are very happy to have you today with us at India-Forums.com, and I hope you enjoy this interview as much as we enjoy having you with us.
It's my pleasure to be with all of you, and hope I'll answer all of your queries, and let's see what do you want to know about me.
Okay, now first let's start with a message that we have for you. It's from Manjot. She says, well, what can I say about you? You are a rising star day by day. Your work in Sindoor has fascinated me. Your chemistry with Saloni and Niharika is unimaginable. I simply go and rush to the TV when your shows are on because I don't want to miss one bit of it. If I were to sum up your acting skills in one word, I would say flawless. Love your work, and I know I always will.
Thanks a lot, Manjot, and it's nice to hear. I'm learning, and hope I'll continue this work in the future and in other shows as well, which I'll do later. And chemistry with Neharika, which is my wife, obviously the chemistry has to be good. With Saloni, she's a nice girl, she is a new girl and a very good actress, so it's automatic, I think.
Alright, so coming to the first question, GK_09, she asks, what made you start acting, and did your family have any problems with your acting, or did they want you to become a successful doctor, lawyer?
Yeah, actually, I'm from a very middle class family, and my dad was in government job. So they wanted me to be in army or maybe in any good this organization. So I did my MBA and I came to Bombay to look for a job. And meanwhile, I went for Grasim Mr. India. It's a contest. Mm-hmm. Happens in India. And I stood in top of the finalists. So I started doing run shows, and I never thought of being a TV actor, but it happened somehow, and now I'm enjoying it a lot, because now my family is, like you can say, now my whole family is an actor thing, because my wife even, she's working, and I'm working, so earlier nobody thought, and my family never had any problem with any of my decisions. They always cooperated and said yes to anything. Whatever I wanted to do.
Okay. Now, here is another one. She says, hey, Neher. She says, it's Neher, right? Or Nahar?
Nahar,
okay. Yeah. Hey, Nahar. Oops, I mean Sharad ji. I'm Sanila from Denmark. I love your acting. I think you are a big baby. You have a baby face, which I see when you are sad or troubled. You're so cute. You are so cute in Saath Fere. I wanted to know how you got your first serial. This is her username is Noshing GTH Fan, and she is actually Sanila. She is from Denmark.
Sanila. Her name is Sanila.
Sanila. Yes.
Hi, Sanila. What's all this compliment? Actually, I think I don't have a baby face. But yeah, it's good. I have some variety in my face, I think. And I got my first serial. There was a serial was there's a company called Nimbus. They were making a serial for Doordarshan, that is Indian National TV. And it was a prime time, and they were looking after guys who are right. You know, it's a stewardship or something. They realized, but put out 15 episodes, so I did that. Then I really struggled and I keep on getting roles. I just now think I came and did fun.
How did you think of acting in the first place? Like, how did you come across? When did you think, like, okay, this is what I want to do?
First of all, I did my first TV commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during World Cup. And mm-hmm. it was launched on the same and India and South Africa matches there. Something like we have interviews, we saw you in three MTV and all that. And, now I got that point that yeah, they can say, okay, this is a guy who comes in that TV commercial or maybe in serial or like that. Otherwise, when I was doing job, only people were knowing about me, my close friends, yeah, he's doing some job. But after that commercial, I think everybody knew, okay, this guy is working in TV. Mm-hmm. And after getting the success of Sindoor and Dark Fere, I realized something, like, yeah, this is the feel I always wanted to do, to get fame and status, you can say, and the love from all over the world, basically. That is the treasure I got due to this film. You know, everybody in this world was watching, Saath Peros, and they loved me and I think my character. Mm-hmm. This is the ultimate thing I got from this film. So now, yeah, love doing television or films, maybe. I did a Marathi feature film.
Right.
This is the feel now I think I was made for.
Yeah, we think so too. So, Mrs. Ishu SRK and Manjot asks, how were you as a child? And any funny memory of your childhood?
Manjot, I was very naughty when I was still the age of 6 or 7 maybe. And after that, everybody used to scold me a lot. But I wanted to study when I was, thank God I was good in studies. I was a very serious sada guy. I was a simple boy, and I never used to do fights and all in my childhood. But yeah, later in my student, I mean, after my 12th standard and my college days, I was a brat. With memories means, yeah, once I bit my uncle's nose and his cheeks in anger. So,
wow.
And after that, I got good pitai from my mom.
I can imagine that. Okay. So here is Babi Rani. She says, oh my God, you're just awesome, Sharad. If you're in Saath Fere as Nahar or Rudra in Sindoor Tere Naam Ka, you're just awesome. Kirti is so lucky. You and Kirti look so cute together. Oh my God, my friend and I just adore you. We watch Sindoor. Why? Because of you. I used to love your scenes. Anyway, Sharad, you are just awesome. And my friends and I hope nothing but the best for you.
Thanks a lot. And I'll try my best to keep on doing the same job I'm doing in Sindoor and Saath Fere. But now, there's a lot of... because I think in US, my serial is... I think 2 months behind what is going on going in India.
Yeah, I believe it's a month behind, right? 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a month behind.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of things are coming up in Sindoor and Saath Fere as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of twists and turns, and I hope I'll keep on doing that same job. And thanks a lot for the compliment.
Yeah, in fact, Candy Floss wants to know that is there a hope in seeing you in Sindoor back again?
let's see. Right now, though, I'm. Because I was working for past 1 year in both the serials, and it was getting too hectic. I was shooting 40, 45 days in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was here, so I asked, I requested them, can you give me a break of around a month or two from Sindoor? Because Sindoor, even Neil played by Rakesh Jhawar, and he was going out for some work.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no male lead was there. So they said, okay, we can give you a break and sindoor. But Saturday I have to continue.
Right.
Right now I'm doing Saturday and sindoor. I think I'll be back soon.
Oh, good. So that answers your questions and all our queries. We are like, okay, is he coming back? So it seems you are. Now, there is one question so many of them have asked. It's from Manjot, Pretty Guria, Marvelous Max, Priya64, Z Hassan2, and Angel83191. They all want to know, how did you and Kirti meet and how did you propose to her? I mean, they say that we have read it in the articles, but we would like to hear from you. And how has your life changed after meeting her? So, first, how did you and Kirti meet and how did you propose?
Me and Kirti were doing a serial together. That was my first serial for Lacrosse. Mm-hmm. That time, there was nothing between us. So, we did that serial, we went apart, she was doing some other thing, I was searching for new things. After around 8 months, we got a call from a company who was making CID Special Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
And they called both of us, then we met and went for shopping and all. And one fine day, the channel said, Kirti has a very soft face.
Mm-hmm.
So she can't play a cop.
CID. Okay. Uh-huh.
So she was very depressed and went to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, don't worry, everything will be fine and whatever happens, that is for good.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought, yeah, this is a guy who was there in my good times. Now he is there for my worst days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it started. And I asked her, I like you. And, what do you think about me? So she even replied in a positive manner. And soon we decided to get married. So we called up our family. She is the girl and I was married. So they said because Kirti's sister and my sister, they have kids and they are school going.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked her, if you can wait for 6 months, because in June there will be vacation, so we'll all will come for your marriage. So it was difficult to stay away, but still thought it's chalo yaar, for everybody, for our family, we can stay for 6 months. And after 6 months, we got married.
Oh, great. So, did you watch Kirti as Kamal?
You'll be very surprised. I never knew there was some... I knew that there was some team called Kamal, but I never knew Kirti was playing Kamal.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I saw her at the first time in my period, so there was an immediate thought, what a pretty girl she is.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, nothing was there, so nothing happened.
Right.
Ultimately, she was my destiny, so I got back
to my life. So, when Kirti was doing Kamal, what were you doing? Like, what were you doing at that time?
I was studying. Kamal was in 2003, I think. 2002, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was some time back, yes, I remember that.
So, I think I just came to Bombay, I think, that time.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirti came in 2000 and I came in 2002 to Bombay. So I think she was doing Kamal and I was studying.
Okay.
And I have never seen Kamal, I think, in my life, the serial. Because in my college days and my studies days, I was very interested in sports and all, and music and films.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never seen any TV soap, I think, in that serial.
How fate get you together, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yes. So, Pachu and Abhi and Angel 18319, they want to know that what's the best quality that Kirti has and what's the best part in being married to her?
First of all, the first quality in Kirti is she loves me a lot, everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a very simple girl, very sweet by her heart. Whatever comes in her heart, she speaks in front of me only. She never keeps things in her heart. That is the first and foremost thing I like. And she's a very good cook.
Oh, wow.
And
is that the best part, being married to her? She's a good cook.
Yeah. And she loves to cook, basically. That's somebody is a good cook, but if she doesn't like to cook, then it's used it. If somebody's cooking and if she likes to cook, then that is add-on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she has a lot of interest, like she is having an interest in interior decoration and making stuff from used things.
Oh.
So a lot of qualities in her. And the best thing is she loves me a lot. So if she loves me, then there is a reason to be with her.
Right. And I think you know, a small reason would be that you love her too. And that would also be one reason to be with her, I think.
Yeah, I love her a lot.
Right. I thought you missed that part out.
Because okay. Yeah, I love her a lot. I can do anything for her. And she's my world, I think.
Mm-hmm. So how does it... Yeah, how does it feel to see Kirti in negative shades in Saat Pere as well as sometimes in Sindoor?
Sindoor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great compliment for her if somebody is liking her in a negative role. Mm-hmm. What happens if you're negative? So I know she is a very positive person personally. But if she can play a negative character, this is... good man. I love her for that. And the way she does, so if she's doing a negative in the TV serial, so she can do whatever negative she wants to do in her life, in the serial only. So that never comes to my house. She comes with the positive vibes in the house. She throws out all the negative parts in the serial and she comes with the positive side. So,
do you think any similarity, do you ever see any similarity between the character of Niharika and the character of Kirti as she really is? I mean, anything, like she talks quite a lot, or, you know, she when she is angry, she just speaks up, something like that. Like, any similarities that you see?
She loves Rudra.
Okay.
No, but yeah, she talks not a lot, but yeah, she with me she talks a lot.
Okay. And now Marvelous Marks, Gem for Himesh, GK_09, Mary Kate and Candy Floss, they all want to know that which character have you enjoyed playing more, the evil Rudra or the innocent Nahar?
Nah.
And which one are you more closer to?
I would say both of them. But yeah, now I'm doing Nahar Singh, so Nahar Singh is more Sharad Kirtan, so I'm quite close to this. And Rudra, because before Rudra I played around I played a cop in 3 serials and I was a very positive guy. So I enjoyed playing negative in initial and then positive and Sindoor. So Rudra, character wise, Rudra is very strong, and there are a lot of qualities which I like, because she's a very good, angry young man. She's very sensitive, she's friendly, and very emotional. He's very aggressive too.
Oh, really?
So that thing. Rudra is quite aggressive.
Okay, Rudra.
Yeah. So, a bit of that is in me. Nahas thinks emotions are like, exactly like Sharad character.
Oh.
So both of them are very close, but now I'm doing Saat Pere, so obviously...
a little bit of both comes
out. I love my wife a lot, both. And yeah, it's more of the same. Both characters are very nice. And I like both of them.
Okay. Now, here is a member called Dia 2002 USA, and can you believe it? She has actually posted 125 questions for you. I swear we counted. And she has numbered them actually. So, and she has a message for you. She says, "Hi Sharad, this is Sanam again, one of your diehard fans. I have already posted about 90 questions and yet posting more. My computer is filled up with your pictures. I think you are indeed a very loving husband and a handsome man. Keep up your excellent work, which makes millions of girls crazy about you." How hope you get to read one of my many questions. We obviously couldn't pick all of them, but like, you know, some of the questions that we did pick were like, are you romantic with Kirti like Nahar or not romantic at all?
First of all, thanks a lot. Thank you so much, Sanam. And if you like me so much, it's my pleasure. Yeah, in my real life, I'm quite romantic with Kirti. Sometimes I love to give her surprises and I take her for a long drive or sometimes for dinner or something like that. So yeah, I'm quite romantic. And yes, I'll keep on doing my job as I'm doing. And hope you'll watch Sarthar and whatever series I'm coming up with in future. And keep loving me. I love you too.
She also wants to know that does Kirti ever get a little jealous about your female fan following?
Not really. Sometimes if somebody's calling me, she never mind normally. Mm-hmm. But if somebody is like very positive, like continuously calling me and giving me blank calls, then it irritates her a lot. Otherwise, she's damn cool with that because she likes that girls are loving her husband.
Right.
So they're crazy about it. So she loves it. So
and what about you? I mean, do you I mean, if the same question for you.
Yeah. Sometimes I get jealous.
There, it's out.
Sometimes. Because I'm like more possessive, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a possessive. She has a lot of TV and she is in Bombay for a long time. I just spent 3-4 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, because if I love somebody, I'm I'm not very possessive. You don't talk to anybody or like this and how they are. So sometimes it feels there. This is like.
Where did you grow up?
I was born in Jagdalpur.
Mm-hmm.
The Jagdalpur comes in Chhattisgarh area, city of state.
Mm-hmm.
And I born up in Gwalior. That is in MP, Madhya Pradesh.
Mm-hmm.
So I did my studies in MP only.
Okay, okay. And then you came to Mumbai for your MBA, right?
No, no. After MBA I came.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because there were two thoughts. I'll do modeling and just I'll search for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm an MBA, so I think I'll get a job. Then I started getting more work in modeling, so I'm going to follow up with a job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, we did talk about that. So, did you feel a great differences in the kind of environment you grew up in and then you came to Bombay and you actually joined the industry, which is like, you know, it is filled with different kinds of characters from everywhere. So, did you have some kind of problems in adjusting and do you still have a few things which you see and you know, you cannot adjust yourself with, something like that?
Not really. Because in my college days, I was staying in a hostel. And my hostel, there were about 300 boys and girls. And they were from different states or countries.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very used to that culture. Because there were guys from Bombay, from Delhi, from Nepal, from Pakistan, from Mauritius.
Mm-hmm.
So there were guys, a lot of friends were there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not used to it. I knew, okay, this kind of culture they live in.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came to Bombay, so I was prepared that this kind of people I met.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was no problem with me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like used to that culture. So my mom has a different opinion about it. She sometimes minds.
Uh-huh.
Why do guys, you go out at around 11 o'clock in the night and you come by 2:33? Go by 8 o'clock and come by 11 o'clock in the night. So it's a cultural shock. Otherwise, for me, I'm used to it.
And we certainly empathize with her. It's kind of difficult. Most of us who have grown up in India, we know like it's so different in Madhya Pradesh or Uttar Pradesh.
Apart from metro cities,
mm-hmm.
like Bombay, Delhi, Kolkata, Chennai or Bangalore,
mm-hmm.
or Pune maybe, and other cities, the culture is like at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock max,
mm-hmm.
the shops are shut, the clubs are shut, And cinema also are closing by 12 o'clock.
Right.
So nobody is used to that culture. But in Bombay, nightlife is there. So we go at around 11 or 12 o'clock in the night. It's a much different thing from my mom. That's for me.
So do you have friends from the industry or do you have friends from outside?
Both. I have friends from the industry as well and from outside as well. They are more like same for me. Nobody is like, if he's from the industry, special for me. It's not like that. Whomsoever is my friend is the same for me.
Okay, so who are you friends with within the industry?
The industry, a lot of 70% of actors in the industry, they are not friends of it. But in our group, basically, sometimes the actors I met regularly, if you people are watching, Kahi to Hoga on Sapler, there is Charu in that. So, Reen Chawla is her real name. Then from my serial, Mami is a very good friend, and Antariksh is very close to me. Jamla Hua, the Bhola guy, Rahul Lohani, he is very close to me. Then ACP, Ajaz Shatru from CID Special Bureau, so Anup Soni is very close to me.
Okay.
A lot of them, in my Sitaskar, everybody I meet regularly. So, maximum of this industry is my friend.
So, what do you guys do together in your free time? Like, what do you and Kirti love to do when you have a free time? Even you, when you have a free time, what is it like you love to do? That's Candy Floss's question.
First of all, so we hardly get time, as like you can say a holiday or kind of thing. We get half day off, or maybe sometimes we both are getting off on the same day. We love to sit at home. We watch films on DVD, we cook, and it's like that. We spend the whole night home only. We never. Sometimes we go for shopping together. It's some specific things to work. Otherwise, I try to be at home and enjoy the day as it flows.
So,
and if I am having a off alone, I always 90% I try to go to Kirti's shoot whenever she's shooting. I go there for lunch. I take my lunch box with me and we eat together. I come home and watch TV for some time and I'm at the gym. And I'm doing for Kirti's This is my holiday agenda.
Oh, great. You do sound like a very, very homely and a very, really a good, very good guy.
Yeah, and now, like, Kirti is not only my life, she's my habit now, because without Kirti, I hardly enjoy. I just go to my gym, that thing I enjoy. Otherwise, nothing I can enjoy without Kirti.
Now, Candy Floss also has a message for you. She says, "Hi Sharad, what can I say? You are hot and dashing and smart. You are a charming prince of all girls. Even my American friends think you are hot and should come to Hollywood. I first saw you in Sindoor and then started to watch regularly. It's sad your character is written off." Well, Candy Floss, it's not. He's coming back. Anyway, to continue, "In Saath Mere, you are just amazing and you know that too. I really like your on-screen chemistry with Saloni in Saath Mere." That was Candy Floss.
Okay, Candy Floss. Thanks a lot, first of all. And you mentioned about Bollywood.
Hollywood.
So for me, Hollywood.
Right. She says even my American friends think you're hot and should come to Hollywood.
Okay, Hollywood. Let's see if somebody will offer me a good role. Definitely, I'll sign it. Right now, though, I am quite happy with these two characters I'm playing. About Rudra, I can't say anything right now because the story will shape up then. I think what the channel and the producer will decide. I'll try to manage to do it again. And, but right now, I'm shooting for Saturday and I'm enjoying few free days, whatever I'm getting. Sleep, I need to lose weight. I think nobody has mentioned, but I think I've gained weight and nobody is mentioning it, but I'm trying losing weight. I'll be a slimmer Nahar, I think, in a few, 1 or 2 months.
Actually, Tia 2002, the girl who posted 125 questions, she actually had a question for you, like, when are you going to lose some weight? We want our dashing.
Keep me out from some food for some candies. And that time I would lose some weight because I put on 9 kgs in 7 months time. So I was a bit worried about that. Again, back to my old hobby. Already lost 3 kgs and I'm trying to lose a few more. So I think within 1 and 1.5 months I'll lose 5 more kgs and then you'll be very happy, I think. That's my good part.
In fact, you do have fans just the way you are. There's one member who's actually kept her user ID as Sharad's Fit. And she says, "Hi Sharad, I love you so much. I think you are fit, dashing, smart, good looking and a totally heartthrob. That is why my username is Sharad's Fit."
Great, yeah. It is like this. And frankly, I'm not fit at all because I used to be very fit in my college days. I was a gym instructor at that time. Mm-hmm. So I can see myself putting on weight. But I won't lose a lot. I should look mature and fit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a boyish thing, very lean and.
Right. So, Sharad, any plans for Bollywood? Do you plan on, signing on any movies or are you looking at something?
Not right now. But let's see. I can't say anything yet because I'm doing a show which takes on 20 days a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very usual answer I'll give. If somebody will come with a good proposal, no matter what banner it is, mm-hmm. or who is the producer. But yeah, the storyline, and I have a strong thing about music. If the music is good, and the music is very good,
mm-hmm.
I'll sign it. But let's see, pray to God.
Yes, we pray to, and hopefully you will have something which will, which will click quick. Now, Gem for Himesh wants to know.
But I'm quite happy with you.
Okay. No, that's fine. Please continue.
Yeah, but I'm quite happy with the division work order I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jim, I'll come to the next question. As you mentioned, music. She wants to know that what type of music do you like?
It's in a new remix. The original songs from the registrants I like. And I like fast music. And sometimes very romantic songs. And if they are sung by Sonu Nigam or maybe Hariharan, I love them. And that's it. That's my choice.
Tia 202 USA, she also has some more questions for you. She says, do you think Saregama results were biased?
Saregama results? I say about it. Saregama challenge, I think. She was asking what are the eight next two?
I think so. Yes. I mean the one with Jenny and Aishwarya.
I believe you
were Shareeb and Banjotsna.
Yeah, I was supporting Shareeb and Banjotsna.
Right.
But it depends on the final. the two finals they did in Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on that. In those episodes, how you are singing. I think in those finals, I think they were Aishwarya and Jenny were good. I think that's what they. So I can't say it's biased or it's partial.
Right.
Genuine because I know Gajan Singhji, who is a producer of Saregama.
Mm-hmm.
He's himself is a music lover and he can't do this kind of thing. So it was a very genuine decision, I think.
Right. So, she also wants to know, like, why did you not like Ujjaini and Aishwarya? And why did you support Shareeb and Banjotsna that much?
It was not like that. Yeah, I don't like Aishwarya and Ujjaini.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm watching Saregama from its initial episodes. So, this guy, Shareeb, who came from Jaipur, and I really liked his voice that time. And then Challenge 2005 also I was liking, but he was eliminated in, I think, in 7th or 8th. In the finals, I think in the 2nd or 3rd final, he was out. Mm-hmm. Again, he came back in Ikmek 2, so I thought, you know, I think he was the best. And I was with him for a long time. Mm-hmm. And this happened with me also because in Saregama, I used to like Vineet, and now he's a very good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. I used to love Vineet, but he lost. Never mind, but he's getting his fate, whatever was written for him. He's singing for, he's doing the playback for good friends with Ganeshji and a lot of music actors. Mm-hmm. So I think I wish for Shahid. He'll sing for good friends, good songs he'll sing in the future. But this is my thing, it's not true that I don't swear and with Jeff. Because when I went for the finale, I've spoken to them and I like their performance. It's very good.
Okay, so that's great. Now Angel 183191 has a very funny message for you. She says, "Hi, my name is Roshni, and Sharad, if you weren't married to Kirti and if I wasn't getting married to my boyfriend, I swear I would run to you and tell you how much I love you."
So I think it's fine. you can try if she agrees. Just about. It's nice to listen to this. But whomsoever you are getting in your life, I think he'll be the best person. Because what I feel, marriage is a thing, it is written early, it means long back. God has written all the couples, this will marry this guy. And if you're marrying your boyfriend, I wish you best of luck. And have a lovely life.
Okay, that's beautiful, Sharad, really very nice. Lachi, that's another member of India Forums, and she has a lovely, lovely thing that she has written for you. I must read this out to you. It's a bit long, so please stay with me. My name is Neha. I love you and how you act. I had a dream about you and Kirti together. I know how touching. I like you and I like your wife. I am the biggest fan of all. I wish I can meet you guys. Anyways, in Mere Dream, I saw that I meet you and Kirti ji and you were together in a conference. And I meet you, you were like, hello. And I was like, dread, it is Sharad Kelkar. Oh my God, I was in shock. And then I said, hi. And then I looked on and I saw your wife. Oh my God, yeah, I'm big fan. Well, we all had coffee, but me and Kirti ji talked more. Well, actually, you guys had coffee and I had hot chocolate. Hope I get to meet you. Love, Neha.
And look, person, when we want to meet you, Neha, and hope in India or when I will come to US, I think we'll try to meet up through India Forum. Please call me or you come to India, you're most welcome. And when you're coming, just send a message or something and we'll meet up. And don't worry, it's not a dream. The dream will come true one day. I'm sure about it.
Okay, Baby Girl 674 says, I just wanted to tell you that your hard work and dedication has really paid off. You have portrayed the characters of Nahar. I hope I got that right this time. Nahar and Ruth with full conviction. Keep up the amazing work. Also, what is the secret behind that sexy smile?
Thanks a lot. If people are liking both the characters and the front doing, thank the audience for liking my work. And Kirti really taught me how to act for face camera. She's my teacher, and the whole great goes to her. And the smile, I think there is nothing. I met with an accident, and I had a lot of injuries on my face long back. And even I had injury in my jaw as well. So I think that's why this smile is now sweet. It was very flat, I think. Because that injury, I think, in my jaw, I think the smile is sweet. Sweeter, sweetest. skin, because if I'm happy, the smile automatically comes to my face.
You have a very happy face, that's true. And well, members also want to know that what have we in store for us in Saat Phere? What's happening? How long are you going to be in jail?
Well, I don't know. I'm waiting. They'll call me for shoot. Well, I'm sitting at home because they don't have the script, unfortunately. We have shot in for next 2 days. Mm-hmm. After that, we don't have the script in our hands, so they don't know really when I'm getting. But yeah, one liner, I have this news that I'll come home within, you can say, 10 days' time. Mm-hmm. Let's see, you can't say in Delhi soaps when the story gets changed or when some turn is coming or some twist is coming. So, frankly, I don't know about it. What is going to happen Saturday? Let's see. Pray for good. I'll come back home very soon.
Good. And we also want you back in Sindoor. So, hopefully, that also happens very soon. I just hope that you have the proper rest that you want.
Yeah. Let's see. Looking hard on that. They have feedback. I'm quite fit now. Again, back to your shape. Try to join Sindoor. Because even the producer and the actors and the whole team is waiting when she is coming back on the shoot.
Okay, please tell us some funny incident on the sets. Anyone will do, either Saat Phere or Sindoor. So
Sindoor set is total fun because Jayati Bhatia, who plays Pratli Mani, and Prachin Singh Chauhan, who plays Antriksh. They are like, you can say, funny bones and sets. Mm-hmm. They keep on cracking jokes, and every day is like fun day in Sindoor. We laugh a lot, we crack jokes, or we pull somebody's leg. And one day what happened, my director was like, he's very close to both of us, me and Jeet, and everybody. Because he's from the start of Sindoor, he's doing for past 2 years now. Now 1.5 years. His name is Saman Sahu. And one day, we were shooting and we were cracking jokes on him. And he was like, he was getting angry. Mm-hmm. And he's a bit short. His height is 5'6". Mm-hmm. So I went back to him and I stood behind him. And he was about to shout, and I boosted him. And for 5 minutes, he was in my arms, and he was like feeling very shy. But what are you doing? And I was like running him. And he was like, after that, he had a big pain in his chest and all, because I, you can say, crashed him. You can say. So, you still remember that Sharad has done this, as nobody else can do. So, great fun with the whole team. Even in Saat Phere, the guy, Ashish Kapoor, who plays my Jija, he is like a guy who is, you can say, is the soul of the team. Mm-hmm. He keeps everybody laughing every time. It's fun with the shows and enjoy working.
So now some very quick, fast, rapid-fire questions. Your favorite food?
Fish.
Okay, Marathi style?
Not really.
Okay, what language do you speak the most?
English.
Alright, so do you speak English at home too?
Yeah, 70% times. Okay. If I'm always there, I have to speak in Marathi.
Okay. Your favorite getaway?
I don't get you, actually.
I mean, favorite destination, where do you want to go? Or like, where do you like to go for holidays? And, you know, just quick.
I hardly been to much places, but Goa I liked a lot. And I want to go to Mauritius. And yeah, that is Las Vegas I want to go because of the casino.
Yeah, probably you'll love it. I'm sure.
Because I went to Goa and I played bullet and all, and I won a lot of money. I won the jackpot. I know in Las Vegas I'll enjoy.
Yeah, you are coming to Houston, you told me before, so
yeah.
You can always make a trip to Las Vegas. It's not really that far.
Let's see.
Now, your favorite color?
Blue, white.
Your favorite singer of all time?
S.P. Balasubramanian.
And your favorite cuisine?
Thai food I like. And Indian, obviously.
Okay, Miss Kisna Virani has some quick questions for you. Choose purple or black?
Black.
India, USA?
Okay.
Saloni Chandni?
Book.
That's, I don't think Saloni is going to like that answer. Okay, and
with my dad, I think.
Okay, actually, Sharad, you know what? We are running out of time, so we still have so many more questions and messages. What I am going to do is I am going to read the names of the members. I mean, as many as I can, just to let you know that these are the members who posted lovely messages for you, and I'm really sorry we couldn't read out all of them. The names of the
Me
members
too, I
are...
Can't answer their questions.
So, thank you. Let's start with the names. It's Marvelous Max, okay. Virgo Stars, Mrs. Ishu SRK, Supergirl 126301, Manjot, then Babi Rani, Pachu and Abhi. There, actually, these are some of them. We have read the messages, but others we couldn't include them. Then Angel 83193, she also has your picture in her avatar. Then Hoon, okay. Han Gray, Gem for Himesh, then Chola Gundavda. That's a tough name. Kisna Virani, GK_09, just bear with me. Baby Girl 674, Rania, Priya 64, Sonia G, and Miss Netherland, G. Hassan 2, Tansha, Modern Girl, and Dia 202 USA, of course. I mean, she has like 125 plus questions for you. Nausheen, GTH fan. Well, there's so many names, like, keep on reading out the names again and again. So, Vishnukul, Crazy for Fan, Sharad's Fit, then Nikki, let's be that. Geets, again, Mary Kate. So that's that, like so many. These are the members who have written messages for you, and they all wish you the best. And they also want to know that how does it feel to know about India-Forums.com, and how does it feel to have so many fans?
First of all, I would really want to thank all of them who praise my work, who love me so much. And I love all of you a lot, and I'll keep on doing my work as I'm doing. And I'm very happy that people in the US, they watch my shows and they like them a lot. And thank you, India Forum, who are getting the actors and the viewers together and very close. It's a good medium. And I thank everybody out there for sending messages or letters or emails, and I love you so much.
Sharad, do you have any email ID where they can write to?
Not really. I'm so sorry for that, because right now I don't have time to go to my for surfing and all. I used to have, but now I think the email ID is expired, and I'll definitely go and I'll make a new email ID, and there I can send their messages.
That sounds very good. In fact, you must come to India-Forums.com, you must log in, and we have so many people waiting to talk to you.
100%. I'll sign myself in India-Forum.com, and then with this medium I can speak to my fans directly. That will be fun.